Welcome to Zichu Daf Siman Mem Rav Avraham Goldar, and today we're Zechus Hashana, Daf Chaf Hei, the end of the second parak, Im Einam Makirim, the beginning of the third parak, Ruhu Beis Din. Zechus Rosh Hashana has been generously sponsored as a schus for Chai Bas Esther. So the three Daf we're going to focus on, number one, it was taught in a brace of Pam Achas Niskashu Shemaim Ba'avim. One time the skies became overcast, and a likeness of the new moon was visible on the 29th of the month, and the people thought to say the Rosh Chodesh would certainly be declared that day, Ubikshu Basin Lakajo, and Basin sought to sanctify it then. Ram Gamliel then said to them, Kach Mukubani mi Beis Avi Abba, thus have I received a tradition from the house of my father's father. Ein Chidusha Shalavana Pachus Me'esmi Matishim Yom Mechsa, Ushnei Shlishi Shah, Vishivim Shor Shalchalakim. The new moon is never less than 29 and a half days, 2/3 of an hour, and 73 chalakim from the previous one. Rav Gamliel was saying that since this amount of time had not elapsed since the previous molad, the likeness of the moon could not have been the new moon. On that day, the mother Ben Zaza died, and Rav Gamliel gave her a great hesped, not because she was a woman that was worthy to have the nasi be masbiter, but in order that people should know that Basin had not sanctified the month on that day. Pointing to the Mishnah at the top of the daf brings an incident when Rabbi Yeshua disagreed with Rabbi Gamliel's decision to accept witnesses' testimony regarding the new moon. Rabbi Gamliel forced Rabbi Yeshua to violate the day he held would be Yom Kippur by coming to him carrying a staff and money. The Gemara brings a brace that teaches Rabbi Kiva sought to comfort Rabbi Yeshua, who was distraught. Rabbi Kiva said to him, Rabbi, tarshini lomar lefanecha davar echad shemuratani. My Rabbi, permit me to tell you one thing that you have taught me. Rabbi Yeshua said to him, speak. Rabbi Kiva said that with regard to the designation of the Yom Tovim, the word Osam is repeated three times. In each occurrence, it's spelled defectively without the Vav and is therefore expounded as if it were vowelized as Atem, you. This teaches us Atem afil shogegim, Atem afil mezidim, Atem afil mutim. The festivals you declare are valid even if you choose the wrong date in error, even if you choose the wrong date deliberately, meaning they declared Rosh Chodesh on the wrong date for some compelling reason that entitles them to do so, and even if you were misled, which Rashi explains is the case when they were deceived by false witnesses. Rabbi Yeshua responded, Akiva nechamtani nechamtani. Akiva, you have comforted me, you have comforted me. And pointing me through the opening mission of the third parak states, Rohu Basin Bovad, Yamdu Shnam Ya'idu Bifneim. If Basin alone saw the new moon, two of the judges should stand and testify before the others. The Gemara asks why the two judges should serve as witnesses. Lo Teheshmiya Gadol Mariya. The hearing of the witnesses' testimony should not be greater than one based upon the sighting of the judges themselves. Rashi explains that Basin has a directive to sanctify the month on the day it observes the moon in its new phase. There is no express stipulation that sanctification can only occur through testimony. Rabbi Zera answered the Mishnah speaking of a case, Kagon Sheru Belaila, where the judges saw the new moon at night when they're not authorized to sanctify the new month. Rashi explains that if on the next day witnesses do not come, on what basis can Basin be Mekadosh the month? Therefore, two judges must detach themselves from the Basin and serve as witnesses. So once again, the three points are number one. It was taught in a brace of Pamachas Niskashu Shemaim Ba'avim. One time, the skies became overcast and a likeness of the new moon was visible on the 29th of the month, and the people thought to say that Rosh Chodesh would certainly be declared that day, Ubikshu Basin Lakadcho, and Basin sought to sanctify them. Rav Gamliel then said to them, Kach Mukubrani mi Beis Avi Abba. Thus have I received a tradition from the house of my father's father. Ein Chidusha Shalavana Bechutz Me'esim Betishim Yom Mechsa, Ushnei Shlishi Shah, Ubishiv Mishor Shalchalakim. The new moon is never less than 29 and a half days, 2/3 of an hour, and 73 chalakim from the previous one. Rav Gamliel was saying that since this amount of time had not elapsed since the previous molad, the likeness of the moon could not have been the new moon. On that day, the mother Ben Zaza died, and Rav Gamliel gave her a great hesped, not because she was a woman that was worthy to have the nasbi masbiter, but in order that people should know that Basin had not sanctified the month on that day. Pointing to the Mishnah at the top of the Daf brings the incident when Rabbi Yeshua disagreed with Rav Gamliel's decision to accept witnesses' testimony regarding the new moon, and Rav Gamliel forced Rabbi Yeshua to violate the day he held would be Yom Kippur by coming to him carrying a staff and money. The Gemara brings up Brice that teaches Rabbi Kiva sought to comfort Rabbi Yeshua, who was distraught. Rabbi Kiva said to him, Rabbi, tarshini lomar lefanecha davar echad shemunantani. My Rabbi, permit me to tell you one thing that you've taught me. Rabbi Yeshua said to him, speak. Rabbi Kiva said that with regard to the designation of the Yom Tovim, the word Osam is repeated three times. In each occurrence, it is spelled defectively without the Vav and is therefore expounded as if it were vowelized as Atem, you. This teaches us Atem afil shogegim, Atem afil mizidim, Atem afil mutim. The festivals you declare are valid even if you choose the wrong date in error, even if you choose the wrong date deliberately, meaning they declared Rosh Chodesh on the wrong date for some compelling reason that entitles them to do so, and even if you were misled, which Rashi explains is a case when they're deceived by false witnesses. Rabbi Yeshua responded, Akiva nechemtani nechemtani. Akiva, you have comforted me, you have comforted me. And pointing through the opening mission of the third parak states, Re'u basin bilvad, yamdu shnam v'ya'idu bifneim. If basin alone saw the new moon, two of the judges should stand and testify before the others. The Gemara asks why the two judges should serve as witnesses. Oteishmiya gadol Maria. The hearing of witnesses' testimony should not be greater than one based upon the sighting of the judges themselves. Rush explains that Basin has a directive to sanctify the month on the day it observes the moon in its new phase. There's no express stipulation that sanctification can only occur through testimony. Rabbi Zera answered the mission speaking of a case, Kedon Cheru Belaila, where the judges saw the new moon at night when they're not authorized to sanctify the new month. Rush explains that if on the next day witnesses do not come, on what basis can Basin be Mekadesh the month? Therefore, two judges must attach themselves in Basin and serve as witnesses. All right, so now we go to our Simur Daf Chafhei, and our standard Simon is a silver anniversary, a 25-year anniversary, a silver anniversary. So here goes. The husband who planned a spectacular silver anniversary party, perfectly timed for Rosh Chodesh, down to the exact chalakim, was devastated when Basin validated the wrong date before two judges who saw the moon had a chance to testify. Once again, in slow motion. The husband who planned a spectacular silver anniversary party. Silver anniversary party? That must be more Daf Chafhei. The husband who planned a spectacular silver anniversary party. Perfectly timed for Rosh Chodesh. Down to the exact Chalakim. Which reminds us, Rabbi Gamliel had a tradition from the house of his father's father that the new moon is never less than 29 and a half days, 2/3 of an hour, and 73 Chalakim from the previous one. So the husband who planned a spectacular silver anniversary party, perfectly timed for Rosh Chodesh, down to the exact chalakim, was devastated when Basin validated the wrong date. Which reminds us, Rabbi Akiva comforted Rabbi Yeshua, whom Rabbi Gamliel forced to come to Basin carrying a staff and money on the day that Rabbi Yeshua held was Yom Kippur, by reminding what Rabbi Yeshua himself had taught. With regard to the designation of the Yom Tovim, the word Osam is repeated 3 times and spelled defectively without the Vav, and is therefore expounded as if it were vowelized Atem, you. This teaches us, Atem afil shogegim, Atem afil mizidim, Atem afil mutim. The festivals you declare are valid even if you choose the wrong date in error, even if you choose the wrong date deliberately, meaning they declared Rosh Chodesh on the wrong date for some compelling reason that entitles them to do so, and even if you were misled. So the husband who planned a spectacular silver anniversary party, perfectly timed for Rosh Chodesh, down to the exact chalakim, was devastated when Basin validated the wrong date before two judges who saw the new moon had a chance to testify. Which reminds us, if Basin alone saw the new moon, two of the judges should stand and testify before the others, even though Ein Shmiya Domu L'Ariya, Rabbi Zera explains this case was when they saw the new moon at night, when Basin cannot be Mekadesh, the moon. So once again, the husband who planned a spectacular silver anniversary party, perfectly timed for Rosh Chodesh, down to the exact chalakim, was devastated when Basin validated the wrong date before two judges who saw the new moon had a chance to testify. All right, so now it's time for four blah back Chazara. Daf Chafal. So the Simur Daf Chafal is a car pronounced ka by people from Boston. So here goes. The springtime convertible ka, that must be on Daf Chafal. The springtime convertible ka that was kept in the garage because Nissan was pushed off for another month, which reminds us from the pasuk of Shemor Zachodesh Aviv, guard the month of the first ripened produce, which is Nissan. We learn Shemor Aviv Shaltaku Fashiyah Bechodesh Nissan. Guard the ripening spring season to ensure that it will begin during the moon's renewal in the month of Nisan. Now, the moon's renewal lasts for the first 14 days of the month, since during this time the moon waxes and becomes increasingly visible. The pasuk therefore requires that spring begin by the 15th of Nisan. If it will not begin until the 16th, then Basin is required to be Ma'aber, the Shana. So the springtime convertible Ka that was kept in the garage, because Nisan was pushed off for another month, was suddenly put into use by 280. Rumachal Shabbos to give Eidus on the Chodesh. Which reminds from the Pasuk, Eilam Mo'odei Hashem Asher Tikru Osam B'Mo'odam, we learn that Eidim should be Machal Shabbos to come to Basin to testify about the new moon, so Basin can declare it in its proper time. Messengers who go out to inform the distant communities about Rosh Chodesh, on the other hand, may not be Machal Shabbos. So the springtime convertible Ka that was kept in the garage, because Nisan was pushed off for another month, was suddenly put into use by 280, Rumachal Shabbos to give Eidus on the Chodesh. And who argued the whole trip if Shlomo HaMelech was as wise as Moshe. Which reminds us, we have Malchok's Rav and Shmuel, whether Shlomo HaMelech was as knowledgeable as Moshe Rabbeinu in terms of attaining the 49 gates of Bina, of understanding. Daf Chabes. So the Simur Daf Chabes is a cab. So here goes. The yellow Eidus HaChodesh cab. Cab. That must be more than Daf Chabes. The yellow Eidus HaChodesh cab transporting a father and a son, which reminds us, it's a Malchus HaKamim Rabbi Shimon, whether relatives can give Eidus HaChodesh together. The Malchus is based on the pasuk which Kodesh Baruch Hu gives Moshe and Aaron the mitzvah of Eidus HaChodesh. Rabbi Shimon interprets the pasuk to mean Eidus Zot Tehei Kesher Lochem. The testimony of the new moon is valid through you, meaning through Moshe and Aaron, who were brothers. The Rabbanan interpret the pasuk to mean Eidus Zot Tehei Masur Lochem. This testimony is placed under your jurisdiction, just as Moshe and Aaron were the greatest in their generation, so too the greatest Rabban of each generation must receive the Eidus and sanctify the new month. So, the yellow Eidus HaChodesh cab, transporting a father and a son, along with a pair of witnesses who are sent along to identify them, which reminds us, the opening mission of the second parak states, Im Einam Mekirin So, if they are referring to members of the Sanhedrin, who will accept testimony about the appearance of the new moon, do not know the witness, Meshalchim Imo Acher La'ido. They, referring to the court that presides in the witness's town of origin, send with him another to testify about him. The Gemara clarifies that Acher means Zug Acher, that a pair of witnesses are sent to identify the pair of witnesses who are giving Eidus HaChodesh. So, the yellow Eidus HaChodesh cab, transporting a father and a son, along with a pair of witnesses who are sent along to identify them, arrived in Basin just as a sinister plot to mess up the month was foiled. Which reminds us, the Mishnah stated, B'rishon ha'yim mekabling Eidus HaChodesh mikol adam. Originally, they would accept testimony about the new moon from any Jewish man. When the Baitosim disrupted the process of Kiddush HaChodesh, the Rabban instituted they should accept only from those known to be trustworthy and loyal Jews. The Gemara brings a brisa how a loyal Jew foiled the Baitosim plot.
Daf Chaf Gimel. So the Simmer Daf Chaf Gimel is Kugelach. So here goes.
The kids playing a nighttime match of Kugelach. Kugelach, that must be on Daf Chaf Gimel. The kids playing a nighttime match of Kugelach under the torches that were only lit for a chaser month, which reminds the torches were only lit for a chaser month because of a gazer on account of a situation in which Rosh Chodesh falling a deficient month falls on Erev Shabbos, which would cause confusion for those living far away and trying to determine which day was Rosh Chodesh when the torches were lit, was it Shabbos. So the kids playing a nighttime match of Kugelach under the torches that were only lit for a chaser month disturbed the person living alone next to a hadas in the wilderness, which reminds Rabbi Yochanan said, "Kol lomed Torah ve'enu melamde, doma lahadas b'midbar." Whoever learns Torah and does not teach it to others is like a hadas in the wilderness. The hadas, which is very fragrant, goes unappreciated in the wilderness where there's no one to benefit from its fragrance. But there are those who have a different version of what Rabbi Yochanan said, "Kol lomed Torah melamde b'makom she'ein tamne chachamim, doma lahadas b'midbar d'chaviv." Whoever learns Torah and teaches it in a place where there are no other tamne chachamim is like a hadas in the wilderness, which is precious because of its scarcity there. So the kids playing a nighttime match of Kugelach under the torches that were only lit for a chaser month disturbed the person learning alone next to a hadas in the wilderness under the moon whose indent never faced the sun. Which reminds the basin would ask the Adam if the indent and the moon faced the sun or was away from the sun. And if he answered that it was facing the sun, he had said nothing. Since the moon receives its light from the sun, the indent and the moon can never face the sun. For Rabbi Yochanan said, Hashem makes peace in the heavens by arranging creation so the sun never sees the indentation of the moon, the Chal Shadaita, for if it did, the moon would be disheartened.
Daf Chav Dalet. So the Simmer Daf Chav Dalet is a pitcher, a cud, a pitcher. So here goes.
The witness was peering at the new moon through a glass pitcher, that must be more Daf Chav Dalet, cud. The witness was peering at the new moon through a glass pitcher, which reminds us that if Adam say we saw the moon reflected in the water or reflected through a lantern, or we saw it through the clouds, they cannot testify about it. And similarly, if they say we saw half of it reflected in the water, or half of it in the clouds, or half of it through a lantern, they may not testify about it. The Gemara clarifies that these latter statements are coming to teach they may not testify even if they saw the other half in the sky. So the witnesses who were peering at the new moon through a glass pitcher got a shock when it shattered from the shouts of Makudish, Makudish, which reminds us the Gemara brings the source of the Rosh based in to say Makudish and for the nation to respond Makudish, Makudish. So the witness who was peering at the new moon through a glass pitcher got a shock when it shattered from the shouts of Makudish, Makudish that were said after the witnesses pointed to the correct position of the moon on the Rosh based in's astronomy tablet, which reminds us that three reasons are given as to how Rabban Gamliel was permitted to have various moon shapes on a tablet to help the witnesses to clarify what they saw, despite the pasuk that says, Lo sa'asuniti, you shall not make with me, which is interpreted to mean, Lo sa'asun kedmu shamashai, you shall not make images of my servants who serve me on high. The first answer is that since Rabban Gamliel was a Nasi, many people were frequently in attendance, therefore there was no suspicion they were being worshipped, or the prakim hava, they were made of sections, or l'islamet asa, Rabban Gamliel made the images for the purpose of study. Alright, so that concludes today's shir. This is Rabbi Avraham Goldman Zichu, wishing you a great day and great learning.